Scientists have said that the human brain is the most complicated organ in the body. In fact, many claim that it is the single most complex natural or man-made entity on our planet. The mighty brain we carry in our heads processes billions of messages a minute, day and night, week after week, year after year, decade after decade. Its knowledge base expands and grows more complex with every new bit of information acquired, making informed decisions and taking creative leaps based on this new input, all the while retaining the older bits. Tens of billions of nerve cells, called neurons, most smaller than a grain of sand, are compressed into an incredibly small space about the size of a cantaloupe. Each has a defined function, carrying out billions of distinct communications as we go through our day. At the same time, outside our awareness, the brain regulates breathing, heartbeat, digestion, sensory organs, excretion, and other functions. The brain is so important that even though it accounts for only 2% of our body weight, it receives 20% of our blood supply. Yet we give little thought to our brain until we encounter a problem in our ability to think. If Alzheimer's disease AD develops, the brain slowly loses its ability to make and retrieve memories and process information. A friend's name that was once familiar now eludes us. Last week's Thanksgiving dinner draws a blank. A naval engineer who once performed algebra, calculus, and trigonometry can no longer balance his checkbook. A grandmother cannot recall her family's favorite cookie recipe and is not even safe in the kitchen anymore, as she forgets to shut off the oven. Bits and pieces of life are lost: a doctor's appointment, a child's birth date, the name of a flower, even a spouse's face. Eventually, even simple thinking skills are lost. We don't yet have all the answers about what triggers the cascade of events that eventually leads to AD, or why some changes in memory and thinking skills that occur even in healthy aging become much more destructive in people who have the disease. But we have learned a lot about the major characteristics of the disease and the way in which it develops over time. We also know that the processes in the brain that lead to the physical and behavioral changes in people with AD begin long before anyone is aware that a problem exists, 10 to 20 years before significant memory loss occurs. The first discovery. In 1906, the German psychiatrist Dr. Alois Alzheimer described the case of Auguste, a woman of 51 who had been admitted to the hospital 5 years before her death with a series of symptoms that included problems with memory and comprehension, an inability to speak, disorientation and hallucinations, and behavioral issues. After she died, Dr. Alzheimer performed an autopsy. Examining her brain tissue under a microscope, he found two unusual pathologies. One of these was a massive amount of sticky, insoluble proteins lodged in the spaces between nerve cells. Today these are called beta amyloid plaques. The other was tangled bundles of protein threads within the neurons themselves, now called neurofibrillary tangles. Plaques and tangles are now considered the hallmarks of AD. When Dr. Alzheimer made his seminal discovery, few took notice. At that time, the most common cause of dementia was syphilis. In his day, he was much better known for his studies of this type of dementia than for the relatively infrequent Alzheimer's disease. Also, Alzheimer's disease was not as common then, because few people lived to 75, the average age of onset. People only lived to 47 or 48 in 1900. The top 10 killers were infectious disease like pneumonia, smallpox, influenza, and venereal diseases. In 1910, the condition characterized by plaques, tangles, and accompanying symptoms was first called Alzheimer's disease by Dr. Alzheimer's supervisor at the Royal Psychiatric Clinic in Germany. However, for 50 years following Dr. Alzheimer's discoveries, knowledge about the disease grew. Slowly, continuing improvements in scientific instruments and methods allowed scientists to conduct more sophisticated studies of the biological structure of plaques and tangles. They began to recognize that the Alzheimer's disease, defined as plaques and tangles occurring in the brains of relatively young adults, were, in fact, the same structures they saw at autopsy in the brains of older people who had senile dementia, the result of what was then called hardening of the arteries. The common assumption was that forgetfulness was a normal part of old age. Most people thought, Uncle Fred is going through his second childhood, or Grandma just can't remember where she puts things, but it's no big deal. During the 1960s, though, there was growing recognition that dementia was not, in fact, a normal part of aging, but was often caused by a disease of the brain, Alzheimer's disease. Since then, discoveries in Alzheimer's disease have come increasingly rapidly. We know now that, in most cases, symptoms of the disease emerge after age 65. This is called late onset AD. In a small number of cases, people develop the disease in their 30s, 40s, or 50s. This is called early onset AD. Breakthroughs in the field of genetics have shown that early onset cases run in families and are the result of particular genetic mutations. Late onset AD probably results from a combination of genetic, environmental, and lifestyle factors. In both forms, the disease has the same pathology: the accumulation of beta amyloid in plaques and neurofibrillary tangles that disrupt communication among neurons, ultimately leading to cell death. Dementia. People often use dementia and Alzheimer's disease interchangeably, but the two words do not mean the same thing. Dementia describes a cluster of symptoms from a loss of cognitive skills, thinking, remembering, and reasoning, that is so severe the person has trouble carrying out daily activities. Dementia usually is caused by a disease or condition. Sometimes it results from neurodegenerative diseases, like Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease. In fact, Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia. And today, as many as 5 million Americans may have the disease. A stroke in the memory or language part of the brain also can create cognitive impairments that constitute dementia, but this dementia, a result of vascular disease, is referred to as vascular dementia. In other cases, dementia has a treatable cause. For example, the cumulative side effects of medications taken for other medical conditions can diminish the ability to remember and think. Depression, blood clots pressing on the brain, and metabolic imbalances also can lead to a dementia-like condition. In the early stages of memory loss and other cognitive problems, it can be hard to distinguish between AD and other possible causes of dementia. That's one reason why many researchers are focusing so intently on the very early stages of AD. Not only do they want to understand what triggers and worsens the disease process, they want to develop sensitive, accurate diagnostic tools and tests. An early and accurate assessment of troubling signs and symptoms is crucial for encouraging people get the treatment that matches their actual condition. Even though there are currently too few effective remedies, finding out early that troubling symptoms are caused by AD can help the person get into treatment early, before it is too late to intervene, and while the current medications may have some chance of helping the person maintain cognitive function for a longer time, early diagnosis also helps the person with AD and their family plan for the future and make the most of the time available to them. What happens in the brain in Alzheimer's disease? One of the primary functions of neurons in the brain is to communicate with each other. 1 to 2 decades before symptoms of AD appear, communication begins to be disrupted. In a small region of the hippocampal formation, deep within the brain, called the entorhinal cortex, Neurons begin to